Well, good evening, everyone. Here, at least it's evening in Finland, 11 o'clock p.m. And I'm very happy you're here meditating with us for this pre-full moon kind of warm-up for the actual full moon. Now, tomorrow, Tuya will be doing the exact moment full moon, and we'll Tomorrow is the 16th, a Tuesday, and we'll begin at 8 p.m. GMT, and the full moon is at 9:38 and 6 seconds GMT. Now, put all that in the chat box. So, along with the link, which is our usual live link for YouTube, all of our broadcasts now are done with the live link, and it makes it easier. Always one thing, you know? So hopefully you can be there with us. If you don't have your own full moon meetings in your local area, it's all one big meditation anyway. So however we participate, that's all to the good. You know, Cancer is a sign of incarnation, let us say, and it distributes the third ray and the seventh ray, especially the third ray to the masses of people, just the way Capricorn distributes the third ray to the disciples and initiates. So we're bringing in kind of an incarnation at this time. Well, we've worked on the personal identity profile for 35 years, as you may know. And I started this back in 1984, and Rick Good came along and assisted me with the computer. And so it became a computer test, and we've taken it through some incarnations, always hoping to improve. Well, now it's ready in its third version, which kind of fits with the Cancerian full moon, I would guess. And I've left for you in the chat box, and hopefully everything is more or less visible there, where you can go to find. I hope it's here. Yeah, there it is. Where you can run the PIP3 program, which you can take on your own computer. You can keep it on your own computer. We have a whole new way of doing this now. You can give it to anybody you would like to, because basically we want to help with the science of the seven rays, and the PIP helps people understand their ray chart, not only their personal ray chart, I think, because we call it the personal identity profile, but also the soul ray, if you know how to read it. So it would be great if you would go in there and download and take the PIP and send the results back to Walter for the time being. He gives you the address. And then we'll be doing the necessary research. Also, what I've done, of course, we have given seven ray seminars for many, many years, and that's how quite a number of the classes began. But what I've done is a 3-hour interpretation of my own PIP, chart by chart, graph by graph, to show you how I think it helps me and gives me a better idea of where I'm going. And if you listen to that and you have the patience for it, it will help you interpret your own PIP as well, until the time when over the internet we begin to give these seven-ray seminars again. But I think it's a good running start. And let's see, BL, where will that be posted? That interpretation? Okay, well, you're somewhere. Okay, but we'll,
Yeah, it's on the Moira Federation external, our public website, www.moirafederation.com, and you'll see PIP 3 is up there in the top line menu. Click on that, and then it takes you to the recording that Michael did explaining the process and using his as an example.
Yeah, okay, that's great. And of course, you might want to wait until you take the PIP to read or to listen to my explanation about how to interpret. And we have another kind of introductory little video coming along as soon as it's ready, and it's just a half hour in length and gives the whole overview. So, as I say, Cancer is a sign of manifestation. It's a whoop, whoop, whoop. Something's happening there. Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Cancer is a sign of manifestation and incarnation. Yeah, Michael. Mm-hmm.
Is the PIP compatible with PC and Mac or just PC?
PC at first, and Walter explains all that. And he also explains how you might be able to take it on a Mac if you have the right kind of supplementary software. It's not that hard to do, and I think Walter is available, Walter Pullen, assisted by Steven Renneberg quite a bit. They're available to help you when you have difficulties. And especially, both of them are, but I'd contact Walter first because he expects it, and then Steven pitches.
He's here with us. Oh, Walter's here with us today.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Walter, would you like to say anything along these lines? Let's see, what's a question mark there? Here's the link. So there's the link, and I may have put that already into the box. I'm not sure. Right. How will Mac users access the PIP in the future, I guess? And Walter, would you like to say anything about that? You know, you can, this will be a little time to speak if you wish. Let's see, I don't know why you're muted you're self-muted. Anything you would like to say?
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone, and full moon blessings. And so, yeah, the link, I put it in the chat box. I don't know if others can see it yet, but that gives the pointer to the website, which will then go to the more technical download page that can describe the Macintosh issues or what needs to be done to run it on non-PC environments.
Okay, that's good. That's very good. I can't speak to the technical part, but Walter has pre-thought this, and maybe the day will come when it will be easier to run directly on the Macintosh, but apparently it can be done for the Macintosh people. Is that so, Walter, if they follow the instructions? Okay, maybe some people disappear once they speak. But anyway, are you there, Walter?
Oh, yes, I am indeed still here.
Okay.
You said it all very well.
Okay, very good. Okay, very good. All right, well, anyway, friends, we're celebrating a little bit of the Cancerian energy with this incarnation of a process that's been operative for 35 years. And it's quite a story. And when my little half-hour introduction goes on, as well as the three-hour interpretation, then you'll have a little bit of the history of what we all went through to bring this to you. Now, it's not the perfect test. Nothing is. You know, in the future, there will be what Master DK calls expert diagnosis. We don't have that yet. Maybe we'll have to be, you know, iridology, looking in your eyes and looking at your form and all the rest of it. And there'll be different ways to test for the exact rays that you have, as well as simply looking clairvoyantly at your aura and different aspects of your energy system when that becomes possible for more of us. So we're on our way, and we hope to give you something of a quantitative foundation for thinking about your rays. So you have where to write, and write Walter, and take the PIP and give it to other people, and We'll keep you informed, and by all means, send in your results when you finish so we can continue our research. Okay, that's what I wanted to say about the practical side of incarnation. All right. I build a lighted house and therein dwell. You see the rulers here basically are the moon and Neptune. Jupiter is the exalted planet, and the moon is the orthodox ruler, and Neptune is both the esoteric ruler for disciples, aspirants and disciples, and the hierarchical ruler for initiates. And finally, it takes you on to the monadic plane, even beyond the soul, and if we knew how to do it, which we don't yet, it would take you into the cosmic astral plane. Now, we talk a lot about that, but Master DK very humbly says, well, what do we find there? He says, I don't know, because I haven't really been there. But he knows enough theory to take us, give us some important ideas. The Jafra illustration here is interesting. The hands are very much featured in the grip of the hands and the idea of attachment. Now you see the claws of the crab, and they really do hang on, So when you think about the Buddha, it was precisely this that he was trying to help humanity expel from their psyche, this idea of attachment to form. In a way, the sign Cancer is very much connected with the lower 18 subplanes, which are all densely physical in the cosmic sense, the four lower mind, seven astral, four etheric, and three dense. So we have to learn how to slip away from that kind of attachment. Well, we'll never do it when we're ruled by the moon, because the moon is all of that instinctual clinging. But when it comes to Neptune, we are on our way and things get more and more subtle. Diana, the huntress, is there. Maybe we can call her Artemis. She seeks purity above all. And if people confront her without purity, then they suffer greatly because their lower vehicles are contaminated. And they, go a little bit crazy. There's a kind of a lesson here about the planetary logos working with the ruler of the moon chain, and especially with a certain beast, you might say, a very, very unconscious life on the moon chain, for which the planetary logos had what we can call premature compassion. And, sometimes it's no great favor to a life when you release that life from necessary constraints. So the planetary logos released this unconscious life, maybe a planetary entity in a way, and it could not be controlled, and it contributed to the failure on the moon chain and to the association of chaos, disorganization, and madness, which we have with the moon at the present time. But so often the moon doesn't really stand for just the moon. It's a veil upon other and more subtle planets. And when I say veil, some of you have studied esoteric astrology. Basically, a veil keeps certain higher energies from coming through to the energy system in full force because we couldn't take it. Like DK says, well, the unveiled Neptune would be a real problem to a lot of people. So, in fact, the lunar vehicles prevent that from coming in. And when the sun veils, it's the whole personality that prevents these subtler energies from coming in until we are really ready for it. Well, we're reaching for the moon, but what we really need to be reaching for is the Buddhic plane, the plane of pure reason, the plane of love, wisdom, the plane of harmony, the plane of seeing all things in a unity. And the higher aspects of Cancer are very good at that. We have the idea that the whole is seen as one. So whether you're integrating your personality or integrating your personality with the soul or integrating your soul personality with the monad, triad, the idea of wholeness and integration is very powerful in Cancer. In a way, it's one of the most human of the signs and represents a human bondage, but at the same time, it represents great opportunity to redeem the lower self and bring it up into the light of the sun and to move from mass consciousness into individual consciousness in Leo. You know, next month we have the Sirius Leo festival, a very important one for hierarchy, for Sanat Kumara, and for all of us as quite individual disciples who are seeking to understand group consciousness. So away from the dense physical plane, away from the astral plane with all of its glamours and its miasms and its embodied illusions, and up higher and higher into the love and wisdom of the Buddhic plane, into the oneness of the monadic plane via Neptune, and finally, one day, you know, ahead of the Christ even at this time, a trip onto the cosmic astral plane once we have reached that point where we can say we are on the way of higher evolution. Well, we have to be initiates these days of the sixth degree in order to do that. So let's all of us learn how to somehow, following the Buddha, let go of the phenomenal world and somehow begin to embrace and to merge with and to identify as the ever more subtle worlds. Cancer gives us a chance to do that, not just to be trapped below, you know, in that shell, as it were, but to build the lighted house and dwell therein. It can be a lighted personality. It can be a lighted causal body with a lighted personality as an expression. It can be the lighted temple of Ezekiel, which is the monadic vehicle. And then the monadic vehicle would use the triad, would use what we call the causal body, and would use a Maya Virupa of the personality in order to express itself. All of them would be tremendously lighted houses. So it just depends on where we are working. You know, even the mind can become enlightened, and at a certain stage, it becomes a lighted house. So there's a steady progression. So think about that. You have another 24 hours roughly to be pondering upon some of these things, how to release yourself, how to identify with and as the one humanity, how to slip out of identification with materialism and astralism and enter the higher spaces that Cancer also rules. Now, you know, when it comes to Francis Donald's text, he's done some excellent things here. And basically, let's see if I can find this. This is, you know, he gives you the text, and they can be found in our chat box here. Let's see. I just want to go digging here because I know that the BL always puts it in. Somewhere it is, right, BL?
Yes, it's in the It's, I put it in the chat box.
Okay, you will put it in the chat box. Okay, yeah, okay.
I did.
Oh, you
I did.
Did.
It's you there. Did.
Yeah, okay, good, 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 good. And it's on the Moria Federation website, is that, that is correct, right?
Yes, it is, under the Esoteric Astrology tab.
I got it. Esoteric Astrology Information for Cancer and Francis Donnell's Evocative Images can be found at, and here's the link. But it's always the temple, you see. It's the temple here with six pillars, and the Pleiades are up above, and there's a very important triangle that basically brings in the Pleiadian energies through the constellation Cancer and the sign and the planet Venus. So it's Pleiades, Cancer, Venus. And the third aspect of divinity, the material aspect, is very, very strong coming from the Pleiades. But it's not the only energy that comes from them. A kind of a second-ray energy comes from them, and it stimulates the solar angels. And maybe that's what Venus is doing there as well. So, you know, Francis has some good things to say about this. And he enlarges upon it. Let's see, this temple is even more beautiful. And it has 12 great pillars, kind of reminds us of Stonehenge and the three steps, the three preliminary initiations, the three phases, you know, the temple in the wilderness, and then King Solomon's temple, and then the temple of Ezekiel, until we are finally entering this still greater temple. And we are a triple being, with the monad being innermost, our soul consciousness middlemost, and then the outer man. So let's see here. I don't want to get lost somehow, and I could easily get lost. Let's see if there's different things that are said. Yeah, well, he says a lot here, you know, and I don't think we have time to go into it all, but there are a few things the Tibetan says that he quotes that perhaps we can look at. Yeah, it's all about the fish gods. Well, no, maybe this is even more important. In Cancer, the living substance, this living substance, the threefold figure in this image, assumes a triple differentiated relationship to which we give the names of life, Aries, represented by the inmost figure, that's, you know, the monadic figure, of consciousness, Taurus, the forces of enlightenment, the central figure, and the manifested duality, Gemini, the outer figure. And these three blended together come into outer manifestation. That's the whole story, you see. The first three signs of the zodiac, all encapsulated in the outer shell or outer vessel or vehicle ruled by Cancer. To be consciously directed and controlled in Cancer, and leading to the great liberation which takes place in the polar opposite. So, and that's Capricorn. Sometimes Cancer is known as the gate into life of those who must know death. And Capricorn is known as the gate into life for those who know no death. But when you really get into it, what we find is that the... we find that the Cancer creative hierarchy, made of a very high group of monads, is even more advanced than the Capricorn hierarchy on the cosmic physical plane. Well, all these things are quite technical in a way, but what I would do is advise you to go to that link that we've given you and study the images, and, you know, during this time, and study as well the text that Francis has given, various on geometry, and the symbolism is very strong, and it's worth the interpretation. So, you know, do that. You have some days, actually you have, you know, almost 24 hours now before before we begin, and we have a little more than well, almost exactly, let's see here, yeah, we have about 25 hours before the exact moment of the full moon. So let's take a look at these images one more time. If I, all I have to do is find them, you know, that'd be nice to do. And well, maybe I'm not going to, maybe I'm not going to find them right this moment. Somehow they keep on disappearing on me, and that's just the way it goes. Okay. By the way, here's a horoscope for the exact moment of the full moon. Now, you'll have a different rising sign wherever you may be, but something that's quite interesting is that we have a very strong Saturn in Capricorn, okay? And it's opposite Venus. And those two planets are the rulers of Capricorn, Saturn and Venus. And they are two of the rulers of Libra as well. So the initiatory potential is there. The purificatory potential is here, with Pluto and the moon being quite close to each other and actually opposing the sun in Cancer. The Sabian symbols are very interesting, and we have also acute mind with Mars and Mercury being conjuncted in the sign Leo. And of course, Sagittarius these days is emphasized with its own ruler, Jupiter, giving an expansive point of view. So the whole purification, discipline, leading to the perception of wholeness, all of this is possible. And we have a nice trine coming from Neptune to the Sun, and they're both in water signs, and this gives that oceanic feeling which begins to see all things in the state of unity and oneness. So there's no doubt that if we really exert our power to purify the lower vehicles and we discipline ourselves, and we focus the fifth ray through Venus, we will really begin to experience the wider and higher states of consciousness. Of course, there's a lot more that can be said, and this particular chart is set up here for where we are in Finland, but it will be different for all of you depending on your location. But the planets will still be in the same signs, even if not in the same place. So those of you who know a little bit about astrology, it's probably good to study the every full moon and what that full moon gives of a horoscope in the location where you are, and you will be in a position to help yourself apply these energies. I build the lighted house, and therein dwell. Of course, all temples, as good as they are, and as elevated as they can bring the different aspects of consciousness, one day they must be destroyed, so that a still wider point of view can emerge. We know very well that the at the fourth initiation, the Temple of Solomon is destroyed. And although it's not said, I have a feeling that just before the seventh initiation, the opportunity exists to destroy the Temple of Ezekiel. And really, if you just keep taking it on, every entity is a temple, and the whole universe itself is the vastest of all temples. And when the great Pralaya comes, it releases you into a super universal world where your own infinite nature is made clear to you. Okay, now I knew I forgot something, so I'll try to find that very quickly. And let's see. It's the meditation itself, right? So it would be nice to have the meditation, right? Okay. And here we go. Right. And there we go. So we're in that section where we are in the day of, just about in the day of dedication. And in another 12 hours or so, we'll be in the day of safeguarding, where we receive and we hold the energies available. Okay, friends, now we are ready for our meditation. I mean, obviously, there's a lot one can say, right? So, but the idea is to absorb it. The idea is, look, utilize the energies. That's the key. Somehow they are present, the constellation, the sign, the planets that rule, they are more present now than at other times of the year. Try to sense them and try to apply them in a way that helps your discipleship and helps your group and helps humanity as a whole, because we certainly need it. I mean, you know, Cancer is a difficult sign, and it's very insular, and it can sometimes shut people out, you know, and you want to feel isolated and protected, and that's what's going on to a certain degree in the United States and other places. People are shutting themselves off from others and not including them. So we have to work in the opposite direction. Okay, friends. We will proceed. So first of all, it's just kind of there are quite a few of us here tonight, and we just kind of get the sense that we're all one group wherever we may be geographically. We're just in the silence, we'll just feel the oneness of our meditating group. Here tonight, or whatever time it is for you. And I think we can create quite an energy here. To help with the increase of the light in form. So we'll withdraw our consciousness from the personality. It's an old Raja Yoga technique. You know, you basically say, I have a body, but I am not that body. I have these feelings and desires, but I am not those feelings and desires. I have a mind with many thoughts and much cogitation, but I am not that. And basically, even I may have an integrated personality. But I'm not that, really, until later when I'm everything, but that's another matter. What am I then? So we say, I am the soul am I. And we lift our consciousness into a world of light, we see each other in the light as souls, as soul-infused personalities. We see each other in the spiritual love. And we learn how really to express that even in difficult situations. And we see each other in the energy of will. In the soul, it's the sacrificial will. Even our monadic descent into the lower worlds, that's a great sacrifice. So the will to sacrifice for the sake of the plan, for the sake of the purpose here is with us. And as we look out from this larger perspective, we see the men and women of goodwill all over the world and feel we are identified with them. Certainly we have similar soul objectives. We don't have to know them by name. It's as souls we are on the same line and note. And even more, there are the brighter lights still. The members of the new group of world servers. As brighter lights in the various countries, probably no country is left without its representatives in this new group, just about 100 years old. When you compare it to the history of humanity, it's pretty new. And we are one in soul with the servers, as you know. It's not an easy thing to be a member of the new group of world servers. A man and woman of goodwill, yes, we can be, but it's another step. And we want to strengthen their hands as they wish to strengthen ours. And finally, you know, there's only one soul of humanity, one consciousness. As DK says, quoting the old commentary, Rule 5, there is no my soul, thy soul. We no longer use the thought, my soul and thine. There's all of humanity in the body, out of the body, one great soul, one great consciousness, regardless of the elevation of the consciousnesses of the particular members. One soul. And that's something, that's a realization that can begin to come over you more potently during this time. No matter who you see, who you detect, who you register, or not, it's all one being with one consciousness. And you'll know when that particular registration occurs. And then the ancient mantra will make sense. Naught is but me. Naught is but me. This is a good time to live a day or two in the naught is but me consciousness. and it may yield some surprising results that are not platitudinous, speculative, imaginative, but real instead. So if it happens to any human being, it's happening to you. And that can be extended to the kingdoms of nature and the planet and beyond. Naught is but me. And the whole is seen as one. It's a state of realization, and we need that. And every Cancer full moon, we should go for that. We want to penetrate into those higher realms of the triad, you know. And the triad is reached via the Antikorana, sevenfold in color, with your own soul and personality ray colors predominating. But when we're working in a group like this, we can simply think of the indigo color as the major coloration. And all the powers of the soul are drawn forth into that area around the mental unit on the fourth subplane of the mental plane. The different petals and the jewel each offer something. And from the astral plane to the buddhic, the Antikorana passes and even beyond and passes through this area of contained energies around the mental unit. We will use it as a launching point. So we imagine, you know, well, we may begin to reach the monastic permanent atom. The buddhic permanent atom is pretty high up there. And the same for the atmic permanent atom. He doesn't say anything about those levels because they are beyond the level of a master, even. But we imagine, you know, that we are projecting that brilliant line of white light through the indigo, rising into the triad and even working its way towards the spirit, the monad, and there will be response from these higher sources. So let's inwardly say the second ray mantra. Naught is but, I see the greatest light, that's it. I see the greatest light. It will sound on a blue note, the Om, three times, with I see the greatest light projecting towards a higher impersonal life. I see the greatest light. What is that light? The unfettered enlightenment of Shambhala is that light. We can't really penetrate Shambhala. We can't even penetrate the higher subplanes of the triad, but there's an awareness that we are invoking, projecting, and we are met by a higher wisdom. And where we are met along the Antikarana, it's a considerable energy event that we'll get more used to as we go along. Right now, you know, we're just learning about building the Antikarana. There'll be more of this in lives to come. The Antikarana, well, it goes to Venus, it goes to the Sun, it goes to Cosmic Logos, Supercosmic. And finally, the real Antikarana is the return to the universal deity, the God of this universe. So we're going to learn a lot about that as we go. And may some of that greatest light, carrying the energy of purpose and plan, percolate into our consciousness, help us see more, realize more, and better cooperate. And in that triadal world, the masters do focus their consciousness. They have achieved that much. They are there. So we will express our solidarity with them. You know, we don't understand but a tiny fraction of what they're doing. But we'll be ready and willing on our own level to assist as we can. So we salute them as cooperators. Cooperators. We feel that presence growing towards the full moon of the Great White Brotherhood. The ashram of Sanat Kumara is the hierarchy. It's ruled by the Great Bear, the Big Dipper, which contains, as it were, the members of that ashram. So we salute. Salutations to the Christ, the Master of all Masters. Salutations to the three masters with whom we work most closely, Master Moria, Master KH, Master DK. Oh. salutations to the Master Moria, the head of all esoteric schools and organizations. Salutations to the Master Kuthumi, whose second ray ashram is most responsible for preparing for the reappearance of his brother, the Lord Maitreya, the Christ. Salutations to the Master Jwalkul, who has in his training aspirants for initiation, the first three initiations, and he's training us, having as the messenger of the masters at this time given us the blue books and more to come. Salutation to your own master as you conceive him to be or know him to be. Salutations to the entire spiritual hierarchy of our planet. And now we imaginatively turn our thought as a group to the center where the will of God is known, Shambhala, and with deepest reverence and in all humility, we attempt, identified as a group, soul, to attune with the presence of Sanat Kumara standing at the center of Shambhala. As much of that presence as can reach us in our relatively lowly state. And inwardly and in silence will sound a long, silent om, imagining the group imbued with his energy of will and purpose. because when we are guided by purpose, our life becomes entirely different. So now it's time to take our, as it were, journey to the planets and to the great stellar agencies that are available at this time, their energy is available at this time. So we imagine that golden pathway, and it leads straight into the indigo disc, the indigo sphere. It's our blue logos, an image of our blue logos, and it's a great second ray image. And all of us come together, as it were, at a point. The extension of forms in locations and geographical areas, it makes no difference. We are together as if within a point of light and love and power. And that golden pathway leads right into the heart of the indigo disc, and it shortens, the pathway shortens, and we go with it, go with it, go with it, until we are within, imaginatively within, this indigo disc, this indigo sphere. And there, it is as if we meet with the consciousness of Master DK, who we know is a profound expert in all planetary, solar, creative, hierarchical matters, all constellational matters. He's made such a study of these things that his consciousness supports ours. So we attempt to allow that kind of consciousness into our own consciousness, so we become a little bit like outposts of his consciousness. And as a result, our consciousness is more sensitive, more inclusive, more able to detect the energies available, and with a sort of discrimination, tell one from the other. And our first then realization is to realize we will confront the moon. But it's not the moon energies, which are really not so healthy with respect to the earth. They are not healthy, but it's what the moon veils that we need. Vulcan for the etheric physical plane, Neptune for the emotional plane, Uranus for the mental plane. And this will help us break out of the prison of the soul. The moon represents that, and even the sign Cancer represents in some way the prison of the soul. and there'll be more love and compassion as we enter the nature of Neptune, and then intuition and buddhi and oneness and identification as we go even farther with Neptune. So what we're doing is we're meeting the energies here available. They are available, and we need the sensitivity to know that. So first we do ponder on the moon, the mother of the form in relation to Cancer. And this moon helps us to build the form, and the form is built for us, but really the builders are Vulcan, Neptune, and Uranus. So we want to fit our vehicles to really receive the higher energies and build up a personality which can be infused by the light, by the love, by the sacrificial will. So let's imagine in our groups the energies of Vulcan, Neptune, and Uranus all flowing in. The sort of fiery orange red of Vulcan, the bluish color of Neptune, the bluest of all the planets, and violet for Uranus. So these three will flow into our group and strengthen spiritually the group form, the group personality. And we all need that. We know we need that. So let's imagine that happening as we sound the Om. Strong, etherically, physically, we're building sensitively with regard to Neptune and the astral plane. We're building a cult mind with respect to Uranus. But then we go out imaginatively to that amazingly blue planet, much bluer than Uranus. I'm talking about the outer appearance of the planet. It's amazingly blue. It reflects, I suppose, its ultimate second ray monad. And it conveys at the esoteric level the power to refine, to sensitize and calm the astral body, to render the astral body so often out of control, render it instead receptive to love, compassion, the buddhic plane. Neptune in the midst of the astral body working its magic. So that the astral plane is now constituted disappears, and instead love is radiating through our astral body. And the group astral body, you know, one of the very first things in group work is to build up that group sensitivity. DK teaches us how to do that. So let's welcome Neptune, that super blue planet, into our groups and feel the loving sensitivity and compassion which is possible. And needful. We should emerge from this Cancer period much more sensitive and loving and compassionate and understanding how people in form do suffer and what we can do about it. Let's let it flow in. From the esoteric level, Neptune. It would make a big difference in our group process if this planet of compassion and transcendence of the ordinary traps of consciousness, if that planet and its energy were really with us. But now it's also the hierarchical ruler. It's really transcendental. And it reveals somehow eventually being and the all-pervading presence of God in matter form and the ability to achieve real identification with and as the heart of life within the form. The Christ body, Buddha, the monadic plane actually, from which real salvation emanates, and eventually, but not now, not for us at least, the cosmic astral plane, but very, very high, transcendental Neptune, hierarchically considered the presence of all the different logoi and the one, eventually the one great logos of the universe. See, we can really break down those boundaries, dissolve them away with Neptune, dissolve them away, until the monadic oneness of things really is revealed. I leave my father's home and turning back I save. It's the Pisces mantra, but it's connected with Neptune. this mission of salvation. So let's bring the real presence of the higher deities into our group and our groups the best way we know how. The presence. Not one boundary it cannot cross, proving that boundaries don't really exist at all. With hierarchical Neptune, we learn to pervade, and with the Christ, because he could cross all boundaries within humanity, he knew what was in man. So the description goes. So wherever you are, the deity is there, the presence is there. The pervading transcendental element is there. But do master the subtlety to be aware of it. Of course, Neptune is one of the veiled rulers of when the sun is dominant. Our sun of love and wisdom, of fire of love, all of us are sun beings, really. Monadically considered at this time. So think of yourself and all you know and all you don't know as having their monadic home within the sun. And for this reason, the whole, the wholeness can be seen as one. This is a great sign for overcoming what's called the great heresy of separateness. It's so easy for consciousness to split things up into parts and pieces, but really it's all one great perception. And that belongs to the realm of the monad, where Neptune rules and where ultimately, the sun and the sign opposite the sun in any particular life rules. But outside the solar system lie the real sources, which bestow upon the solar system all of these high states that we seek to participate in. And so from our indigo heart solar system, is what it is, we move towards that rather dim constellation, dim now anyway, of Cancer, between bright Leo and bright Gemini. But Cancer is old, old, the very first constellation to be ruling the previous solar system. And it brings in a certain light, we're told, the light within the form. This is the diffused light of substance itself, the dark light of matter, referred to in the Secret Doctrine. It is the light awaiting the stimulation coming from soul light. And it is stimulated. Vulcan brings this light to the fore until it can shine. The third ray is coming in, ray of manifestation, seventh ray, detailed manifestation. And as we've been discussing, the ancient moon veiling Vulcan, Neptune, Uranus, and finally Neptune as the strongest of all. And these are what we should be feeling these days. Be sensitive, no matter what else you're doing, to the presence of these types of light, types of rays, planets involved. So I think it's time to dwell on the beautiful mantra associated. We'll keep on doing that, you know, tomorrow night and, you know, all during the Cancerian period, we'll keep on doing that. Let's just ponder for a little while, all together as a group, what it means to us, what a lighted house really is, whether it's the tabernacle in the wilderness, or whether it's the Temple of Solomon, or whether it's the Temple of Ezekiel, monadically, or something else bigger still. I build a lighted house, and therein dwell. I build a lighted house, and therein dwell. I build a lighted house, and therein dwell. What is the lighted house you are working on? Or are you working on more than one at the same time? How are you working to bring in the light and make the dark light shine? I sounded two notes there, one the note fa, which is the green note and connected with the third aspect, and the other the note B flat, connected with the seventh ray, the third and the seventh rays. Those notes are so interesting in music. But over the next days, you know, and especially if you can, as we move towards our exact full moon service meditation with, you know, music and image and led by Tuya, I build a lighted house and therein dwell, and try to see how lighted your houses are and what you can do to bring more light. More light into the vehicles so that you do understand and I understand the oneness of humanity. We can start there, of course. The planet is another matter, and that's true too. The oneness of humanity and the wholeness of things. The integrated wholeness of things. The whole is seen as one. Very subtle abstract states, lots of patience required. We're working on that in the Identify as Being group. To be in the one and deal with the particular. So all of these constellations, they are part of the heart and the head center of this super cosmic logos we call the one about whom naught may be said. And they radiate to the lesser chakras in that being. There's some kind of connection here with the great dragon and its seventh ray energy, And with the Pleiades, of course, throat center, 3 and 7. And it's going to come down into our local cosmic logos, in which our sun is a heart center. And it's going to enter via our sun through Vulcan, Neptune, Uranus, but especially Neptune, and into Shambhala, and into the monad of every one of us, although all monads are one, and into the hierarchy and the soul of every one of us, and into the personality of every one of us, where there's a helping of lifting the solar plexus energies into the heart. And some work with the sacral center to produce the proper forms and the throat center. So our chakras are activated. But above all, a lighted house, the whole is seen as one, naught is but me. The picture of the wholeness, cultivate that over the next days, the wholeness of things, all included. And so we know there are places on the earth where many fragmented situations exist. It's a problem, the fragmentation. And we want there to be integration and wholeness and the sense of the one humanity. So let us send some of this Cancerian whole-making energy into those areas where warfare, dissonance, fragmentation exist. Well, it's all throughout humanity. Let's send it to humanity, helping to make humanity whole. We'll do this on the Om 3 times on the second ray note. Aquarian age, the age of a relative universality, this wholeness will be appreciated, and the transfiguration initiation will come to a fair number of people, because then we begin to be impressed by the monad and the wholeness perspective becomes part of our consciousness. Keep that during these hours, the wholeness of things, the integration of things, the oneness of things, and all the sensitivity that it takes to appreciate those matters. So let us sound the great invocation, spreading these good energies to everyone, especially on our planet, whether they go out into, you know, spaces beyond, well, we can't know, but at least to bring the one humanity into focus. And so that we don't just use those words, the one humanity, but we know it is so. And that is a test for the heart. And Neptune can really, really help there, being very powerful as the second ray monad in relation to the heart center. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. So friends, make friends with Neptune, make friends with the energies of Cancer, and carry wholeness and the presence in your heart The actual full moon, 9:38 and 6 seconds, GMT, PM, that is, you know, tomorrow. I don't know what time that will be for you, but always calculate GMT, and you won't be changing but once a year if you have daylight saving time where you are. So maybe we'll see some of you there and we'll go deeper. You have plenty to work on now. And it's a very ancient sign, but a very powerful, powerful sign. And we need it in order to redeem the past and redeem the moon and redeem the previous solar system. And a lot of that is working out right here on our planet. So, thank you for being present, and we will continue our work, and I hope that some of you can join us. But wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you know, it'll all be one meditation. And hopefully we all emerge. You know, when wholeness strikes, it's a marvelous thing. So let us work for the subtlety of consciousness, which can reveal that very subtle state of pervasion in the presence, which reveals the wholeness of all humanity and of all things. Okay. Many blessings, lots of love, and we'll see you tomorrow for the broadcast, if you can be there, and the usual YouTube link, which I probably gave to you in the chat box. We're looking forward to meditating with you. All the best. Bye for now.